The views and opinions of this podcast are solely those of the creators and do not reflect any streaming service or platform. This podcast contains strong language and contrarian viewpoints that may be objectional to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to Three Geeks in a Microphone Podcast. I'm Dean.
I'm Art.
I'm Russ.
And welcome back, everyone. It is 2022. This is episode one of season two. And we're going to start things off with just an open discussion of how things have been to our audience. I know it's been a while since we've been back, but you know, we kind of took a brief hiatus from October to the end of the year. So welcome back, guys. Good to see everyone.
Yeah, welcome back.
Hello.
So how have you guys been? Christmas good? New Year's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how about you, yeah, Russ?
I got Lego, so it was good.
Nice. I mean, what is, you know, from, you know, October to now, what's been going down? Anything specific, you know, you want everyone to know, or just how's it been?
Well, with my job, November, December are always crazy because I work at the food bank. And so my job is to go around and make sure we have food for the holiday boxes for the families that we give out locally. And nice. I run around in circles, picking up donations, buying food on large quantities. Hmm. You know, it's kind of fun. You ever go to a store and have a $5,000 grocery bill?
Wow.
So that happened a couple of times.
I don't think I can fathom that much food.
Oh, you should see. We have, my camera is just haywire, everyone. So if you're watching this on YouTube and you see me just kind of turn into a dock with a small lake, I'm not really changing.
You're the world's lamest transformer.
I am Dock Lake. Now it's not turning back on. Man, but yeah. On.
There we go.
But yeah. So it was kind of nice having the break from here. It's always fun to talk with you guys and knock these shows out because it's just entertaining for me just to talk and enjoy conversation and pick on movies. Even when we like them, we pick on them a little bit.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it was really hard to do that. And also, you know, I was gonna say, plus with my dad, he's pretty independent yet, but every once in a while he needs a little extra help. So I can be stressful at times if I
sure. So everyone's Christmas was good. I mean, you said you got Legos. What about you, Art? Santa Claus good to you this year?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I got some Amazon gift cards. I bought a couple Alice frames for the proton packs I ordered. And
nice.
Got some mugs and a nice shaker cup. It's torpedo shaped. It's kind of neat.
Cool.
But yeah, it wasn't bad. How was yours?
Well, not too bad. I didn't get anything too cool. I got started playing golf again, so I got some golf balls, some tees, stuff like that. New hat.
Well, that's cool.
But no toys, nothing. Well, wait a minute. Actually, no. My girlfriend got me the world's smallest Stretch Armstrong.
Oh.
To go That's with cool. my world's smallest G.I. Joe that I got a couple years ago.
But those are actually pretty cool.
So, yeah, it was neat. So what do we got on deck going forward, guys?
Movies.
Well, I know.
You mean personally?
Well, personally or for the show, either or.
Well, I mean, for the show, I know we were talking about maybe doing episodes where I feature bits and pieces of my collection and one toy line at a time.
That would be cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Not sure how to knock that out yet, but I think we'll figure it out. And it'll probably work out good too, because I'm this year I want to try and downsize and refocus. And you both have seen my collection photos, are just everywhere. I'm just borderline on hoarding.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Walk down the store, it's like, oh look, it's a Micro Masters figure. And then you walk out with 30 of them because you want to keep them all for yourself. Make the kids cry.
Well, look at it this way, Russ. I mean, now you got a chance to go through and reorganize everything, clean everything up, right?
Oh yeah.
And this way you can maybe organize it in a more logical fashion than what it is now.
What? You don't like my cluster?
Say it!
I always describe my hobby room as looking like a flea market vomited.
So, Art, I know you and I have been talking. You got some huge plans for the show coming up.
Yeah, I do. I'm looking at doing some DIY stuff. I'm collecting parts for upgrade videos for these arcade cabinets. That's what some of these boxes are. I'm going to do some restoration videos of some vintage tech. I'll do some step-by-step how-tos on an Atari 2600 and some other fun stuff. And some Raspberry Pi videos. I've collected most everything for a couple of the videos. Some stuff due to chip shortages I haven't gotten to yet. I've got two Borg computer cases from mycherrytree.com that we're going to do some surveys. They'll be week long each, and we'll let our viewers choose. Think of it like choose your own adventure. We'll pick like what brand parts we're going to stick into one of these computer cases. I also ordered a couple NAS systems from them, network attached storage systems. And we're going to kind of do the same thing with them. I'll do some video reviews of the equipment and some other stuff and some 3D printing stuff. I've been doing 3D printing I've owned printers since 2014, somewhere thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
But I've really never gotten around to doing any how-to or instructional videos, so I plan on doing that this year.
Nice.
And as far as like restoration of vintage tech, I don't know necessarily that there's a wrong way to do it. I'm just going to show, I know there's lots of different ways to do different things. This is just what works for me, and people are going to be welcome to, use it, not use it, whatever. But this is just how I do things. And okay. I want to do some Q&A videos with you guys and maybe a couple guests over with the HasLab Proton Pack project.
That'll be cool. That'll be really cool.
And contrast to compare when they actually release them to like a Carnivorous Creations pack. Kind of the difference between a prop level pack and the HasLab plastic one, sound quality versus and effects qualities versus, this is what a prop level pack's capable of. This is what HasLab is capable of.
And no, go ahead, please.
And then possibly some tutorials on doing a spirit pack upgrade.
Nice.
Maybe
very nice.
Give one away. We'll see how that works out and what kind of response we get on it.
Sounds like you got a packed schedule, not counting everything else we're doing as a group.
Yeah. Like I said, that's why I've been buying up cameras. I've now got two GoPros and then a much more professional Sony camera but you know, anything that we can do to help out our viewers or help each other out, you know, I'm all in.
Sure. The only, as far as projects go, nothing major. I do have to find smallish old style CRT TV so I can actually work on my beta. Cause I realized even if I get everything, all the bands and everything swapped out, I have nothing to test it on. I kind of need I have tapes. I have everything I need, but a TV to actually test the thing. And like, truth be told, I don't know how to solder to save my life. So if I need any soldering work done on the machine itself, Art, I might have to tap you for help.
That's not a problem.
Cause I have no, truth be told, I have no clue what I'm doing. But yeah, other than the beta and, you know, just regular running of the show, you know, adding to my collection and whatnot, but I don't have anything huge going on like you guys. You know, Russ, I'm super interested in seeing the nooks and crannies of your collection.
Actually, I am too.
Do you got anything else planned out, or as far as your collection goes, or are you heading in any new directions? Or,
well, I'm thinking maybe downsize the quantity and go for more quality. You know, it's like I got some really nice stuff, but at the same time, I have other things that I've put off upgrading. I still need like a vintage Star Wars Yak Face, maybe finish that line out finally. Cool. I'm also kind of been eyeballing some of those fan made figures. I am
like Stan Solo, stuff like that.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm mostly you know, he's got some stuff. I don't want replicas of actual like vintage figures. Like he seems to, I know he has some unique droids and everything, but I'm looking at, they have some of these people that are popping out, like Princess Leia with the hood.
Okay. From
the first movie sculpted on. Another person has recreated the unproduced figures that Kenner had prototypes for. Stuff like that. I know I had already bought, I can't think of his name, from Singapore, but he made an amazing replica of the kit bashed Boba Fett. You both know of that figure, right?
Yeah.
That thing is amazing. Highly recommend anybody who loves, you know, likes the history of vintage Star Wars to get that one. Plus, you know, it's not going to get confused with any real vintage because,
right,
they don't even know what happened to the real prototype of that thing. It's probably in the landfill in pieces. but yeah, I know just over this last week, I already started to downsize my animation cell collection because I originally got into that to have a couple pieces framed so I can say, hey, look at the wall that was used in the He-Man cartoon. But what was supposed to be like 5 or 6 ended up being like over 50. And so,
wow,
you know, I downsized a few a while ago that were more, you know, definitely less than cells. Then I got rid of some of the nicer ones, but of course I'm not getting rid of the really nice ones because those are,
well, yeah, keep your favorites, right?
Yeah. So that was step one. But I know this whole idea of showcasing my collection came up after I had sold them. So I'll have others to show.
You know, speaking of collection, I just completed 2 small. Everyone remembers the Return of the Jedi Burger King glasses.
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah. I've had 3 of them since childhood, and for whatever reason, I was missing the 4th, the Ewok one. I just picked that one up and completed it, and I now have a complete set of Taco Bell glasses for Star Trek 3, The Search for Spock. I just picked up the one I was missing. I had 3 from childhood, so those just came in today. I just put them in the curio cabinet, so. Nothing major, but
that's cool because I've No, go ahead. I love those glasses. I was going to say, I love those glasses. I know exactly what you mean. Finally complete it feels good.
Well, it's something I hadn't even really thought about. And then I was going through some stuff the other day and I realized, you know, I'm missing one of each. So I popped up on eBay and found them for a good price. And I bought both of them in the same day. So anything else we got major? Oh, something I want to bring up to our listeners. Attached in every single episode description is our email address and our Facebook page. If there's any movies you want to see us review, send them our way. Send us, you know, links to stuff you want us to talk about or subjects you like, don't like.
As long as they meet our criteria, because don't we know, what is it, 94 and older?
Yeah, we everything from 77 to about 95. Every once in a blue moon, we can go over or older. I mean, we did the Trinity films. In fact, another thing I want to do, I would like to do a Spaghetti Western Wednesday.
That would
where,
be fine.
Where we review a Spaghetti Western and we put it out on a Wednesday. Kind of like Prince Spaghetti Night, remember? It's always on a Wednesday. Anything else new or exciting, fellas? Or
well, you spoke of promo glasses. Mm-hmm. I did not the same set, but I finally completed the super glasses from 1976, the Moon series.
Oh, nice.
I've been working on that for probably about 10 years. And I always hate buying glasses off of eBay because I don't trust shipping. But a local hobby shop up in Oregon City, Corner Coin and Hobby, shout out to Toby and his family that owned it since the 60s.
Nice.
Had some come in primo condition.
Snagged them, huh? Cool.
Yeah.
There's a couple pieces to my toy collection I'm gonna add. I'm not quite sure what yet. I think I might hyper focus on maybe like Mask and get some of the I only want a handful of the core vehicles and figs. I have a Boulder Hill, but I gotta find the rest of the pieces for it, and I need room to set it up. It's too damn big. So I don't really have a spot to put it together right now. So, but yeah. I might work on getting the rest of the parts for it.
Keep me in the loop because I'm still working on mine too. I just want the first wave. And I think I need Rhino and then Jackhammer are the last two from that first wave. And I'm not going to go for Boulder Hill because I just don't have room.
And my Boulder Hill was given to me. A couple years ago, a friend of mine, was cleaning out his childhood home, and he said he had a ton of stuff in the basement in the attic, and he's like, anything I could find I could keep.
Oh, nice.
So but the what he forgot to mention was he was an over-the-road trucker, and he was gone for like a year, and the basement flooded, and we're talking like I was walking through goo that was coming up over my foot, almost ankle deep in some spots. So a lot of this stuff was utterly destroyed. But in the attic, I was able to find a almost complete Boulder Hill. At least the bulk of the parts are there. So now I went through and cleaned everything up. Now I got to see what I can find about putting it together.
Now you said you needed some parts to a Millennium Falcon.
I have to take it in. Currently, that thing had been sitting on my workbench for a couple of years, and I've never finished it. I currently boxed it all up for the time being because I'm currently working on my beta, and I just don't have the room to do both. But, yeah, I think I'm only missing one or two pieces. I'll have to look. But you, are you any restorations going? Or?
Not at the – well, I've got stuff to restore. I just haven't gotten around to it yet because I've been working on a lot of other stuff. I don't know if you count my Acura getting it repaired as a restoration. It's almost 20 years old, but I'm going to get a million miles out of it like Al Bundy. Yeah, I've got piles of stuff sitting around here I'm working on or collecting parts for. I just haven't gotten that far yet. One of the things that I do want to do and I don't know if I'll actually get to it this summer, is I'd like to get some welding videos up too.
Nice.
Like building a bench, a welding cart, kind of a step-by-step, you know, this is what works for me, you know, kind of a take it or leave it, you know, kind of thing. Or this is, you know, this is just how I'm doing this particular project. You know, it's not, there's no wrong answer kind of thing.
Right.
But yeah, I'd like to do some welding, some metal casting. I'd like to get my forge out and do some stuff with it. And
you have a forge?
Yeah. Actually, I got a couple of them, but yeah, I'd like to do some metal casting, some like lost form type stuff. Yeah, it's just, and it's all stuff that I've had so much stuff going on lately in the last couple of years that I just hadn't gotten to it yet. Much like getting that server to you, Dean. I've had so much stuff going on here and there that I haven't gotten to it. But
it's all good, dude. Yeah, I mean, this isn't a crazy long episode. I mean, kind of wanted to say welcome back and hello to everyone and kind of what we've been up to, what's going forward. Like I said, our next movie review will be Alien, and we kind of got a list going from there. Nothing too major. Anything else, fellas?
I've what's up? Had a couple thoughts. One, Pie in the Sky, what are some of the things or projects you guys would like to do for the channel?
Well, if I had the money just fall into my lap, doing a video on my van would be fun, but right now it's
a van back
spray painted rusted junk pile. I took a hit in the ice storm we had last fall or last Ooh. Winter.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad. It didn't get, you know, just, but yeah, that would take money.
Dean, what about you?
I don't know. Like I said, obviously I want to get my beta up and running, but for the channel itself, I would like to find a better, or I don't know, maybe a better way to interact with our viewers to see what they would like. I don't know. Maybe one day we'll do a live stream.
That's totally doable.
And see who joins. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, or maybe we could do like a monthly one.
We can do that. Definitely.
But,
you know, like I said to our viewers, if there's stuff you want to see, let us know and we can do it. As far as major projects go,
or just in general, something you guys would like to do with the channel or with the viewers, you know.
Like I said, you know, the live stream I think would be fun. I kind of like chugging along and like how we're doing it, but I know I'll think of something coming on down the road, and once that happens, I'll just announce it. I don't know, maybe a vintage gaming retrospective. We take one particular game, all of us play it, and then maybe do a deep dive into it, like its history and whatnot.
All right.
And what about our upcoming?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our we need to get you a copy of this.
Yep.
This is gonna be a review. We're gonna do a deep dive on Turmoil in the Toy Box. And about the Satanic Panic in 80s toys. That's on the list.
The devil.
That's on the list. That is definitely on the list. Art, you do not have a copy yet, right?
No. In fact, I found one on Amazon. That was actually why I asked you guys where you found yours, because every time I try to get it on Amazon, there's no buy. Like, it won't. I can't get the little tab to come up to actually buy it.
All right. I'll send you a link for it.
I got mine off of eBay.
Yeah, it keeps saying like view and card or something.
I got mine off Amazon. But yeah, I'll get you one. I'll see if I can get you a copy.
I like mine has someone's name in it.
Nice.
I think it's Dave and Donna Hollenbacher. I ain't your Hollenbacher girl.
God.
But this whole thing is.
Now, no spoilers now, dude. No spoilers.
No. I'm just like, it. You know, you just, man, my camera is really being stupid. But I mean, look at the author. You know, it's quality.
He is definitely an intellectual. He must know what he's talking about.
I saw the devil.
Yeah, so other than that, I said I can't think of anything else. Anything else over this past year that
we've got some stuff that I'm intentionally not talking about because I want it to be a surprise for the viewers because I think it might be pretty cool or at the very least funny.
Okay.
But.
But like upcoming,
I told you like, not to share those pictures of me, Art.
Yeah, they're scary.
I'm sorry,
I've seen them. They're fucking scary. I mean, eventually we're doing a Ghostbusters review to tie in with some of the other stuff we're doing, right?
Yeah, that'll probably be a Halloween episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a whole slew of stuff lined up for Halloween this year.
Yep. And we'll try to do like Christmas, like all the fun and or high holidays. I'd like to eventually get to the point too where yearly we do like 4th of July type movies.
Okay.
Not necessarily the Independence Day movie, but like Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween. I don't think there's really too many New Year's movies. I mean, Ghostbusters 2 kind of takes place or ends at New Year's. But,
you know, we should do reviews of a couple Christmas and like Halloween specials.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially there's some obscure ones from the 80s that, and even older, even from the 70s, it might be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
I don't think I've ever seen
it. Ever...
Mm-mm.
It's got Mickey Rooney in it. It used to be like that Christmas movie that I would remember. It must be getting really close to Christmas when I was a kid. You know, I think it came out in like 83, 84.
I think I've seen that.
Didn't ring a bell.
And yeah, and, you know, I remember just trying to watch it because I thought it was like a really good Christmas movie because they hyped it up and I'm like, this is so horrible.
Santa Claus the movie might be a fun one to do too.
That would be good. Come on, we have to do a Christmas story.
Oh yeah, definitely. That one would be fun.
We have to do a Christmas story.
Well, we kind of have to do anything with Dudley Moore anyway, like 10, Arthur.
Oh yeah,
Santa Claus the movie. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
I used to watch Arthur all the time growing up. I know it's not exactly a kid-friendly movie, but...
No, I mean, especially because he's talking about hookers and booze.
Right.
Well, my parents took me to see Platoon, so I think you're good.
You know, I'm not sure, Russ, but we might be touching on a little bit of what's wrong with the three of us.
Oh?
I don't know. It might be the rest of the world that has the problem.
This is true. Well,
that could be, too.
You don't see us running through a safe zone crying.
Yeah.
Another movie for Christmas. Best Christmas pageant ever. Did you ever see that?
No. Never heard of it.
Sounds familiar.
It had that Hot Lips from MASH that was in it.
Oh, it was Loretta Swift?
Yeah, yeah.
Swift? Yeah.
It was one of those movies that I think it was made for TV. Early 80s, and then for about 2 or 3 years, and it was like right in that primo era area of my childhood that they would sit there and push that on every, you know, on the TV. And again, it's kind of like It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, and I'm just sitting there and then I fall asleep watching it because it's so boring.
Yeah, another one I want to do. I really want to do a review of The Day After. Going from Christmas to nuclear war, you know, it's a little bit of a jump there. But yeah, Jason Robards, I'd really like to do a review of that.
One of the best Christmas movies ever. Dean, I know you love this one. Invasion USA.
Oh, yes. That is one of the best Christmas movies ever made.
We got to review that.
Yep, we'll get it on the list. We'll maybe we could do it for Christmas as one of the Christmas episodes, right? Art, any suggestions for?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. I can't think of the names off the top of my head. I'll have to look them up. But we pre-Hallmark movies, we've definitely got to do the. I can't remember the name of the Christmas movie, but it actually had John Schneider and Tom Wopat in it as truck drivers.
Yes. I just saw that for the first time on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve Day. Came on TV. I had never seen it.
What's it called?
Christmas Comes to. Oh, what's the name of the town? I actually was looking at the DVD after seeing it, and I'm like, that's pure 80s cheese.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You see a kid, they're handing out toys like at the end in this town, not to spoil it for our future video, but this isn't a big deal. So it takes place in like 1986.
For a while by this point.
Yeah, it was a pity movie for them. It's like, we might get some Dukes of Hazzard fans to watch it. They hand the girl, a little girl, a G.I. Joe, a 12-inch. So they quit making those in like 1974. So it's at least 10 years old. Like, wow, thanks, Santa, for the Goodwill find. And then they hand, Motormaster, the transformer, that main central part of what's-his-face, the combiner.
Rodriguez.
Yeah, no.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, I know. I don't even know why I said Bruticus.
Minasaur.
Idiot now.
Okay.
Minasaur, yeah.
And he transforms it, and he has a tear of joy. Thanks, Santa. It's like, it's not even Optimus Prime, you little. Yeah. It's like the town isn't freaking in the middle of poverty.
Well, speaking of Christmas, dude, if you want to do Christmas, 80s Christmas movies, we've got to do Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be. I have never seen that. Always wanted to.
It's terrible.
Oh, that's great. Because isn't that the one that has like all the toys in the background?
I believe so. It's been a minute since I've seen it, but not the sequels. I mean, it is possible for a really bad movie to get worse with sequels, and this is the case. But the first one is just, we got to do that one for Christmas. So anything else we want to add, guys, or?
No, I can't get that image of the Duke boys handing out Christmas presents out of the back of a semi trailer out of my head for some reason. You know,
a toy collector would have loved it, but man, that is lame for kids. Oh. Here's an old doll. Merry Christmas.
Well, to all of our loyal listeners, thank you very much. Like you said, we are starting off. This is episode one of season two.
Yes, both of you guys, we fucking love you.
Right. Yeah, for the five people we have that listen, thank you very much. We love it. But in all seriousness, no, keep the emails coming, keep the messages coming. The more feedback we can get from you guys, the better we can be. This way we can tailor the show to what you guys want to see.
Yeah, please hit the like and subscribe button. Feel free to share, please. We could use all the help we get. We're kind of screwed up.
Yeah, we're really small, and I kind of want to focus on growth this year. I'd like to get a lot more listeners. And if we
like
can
to
do
get it, growth without Viagra.
This is true. And Cialis doesn't always work.
No.
It just doesn't. But, you know.
I'm actually trying to have a reduction. Not like from down there, but my size and bulk. So we're all working on expansion on the show, but I'm going to try and get down to a smaller size. What's maybe I won't try and pass as human again. Tired of all the people running out. It's the Sasquatch.
But no, seriously, for to all our listeners, thank you very much. Our inaugural year was really good considering, and things are just going to get better from there, right, fellas?
Yep. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and as always, it is fun.
Hope so. Hope it gets better.
Yeah.
Oh, it will.
It'll always be fun here, but it's...
Which is why we do, like you said, we got our five listeners, and that's
if we can get 10 this year, we're going awesome.
Right. And that's why we do this, because it's fun. I enjoy it. My Saturdays with you guys are, we usually record on Saturdays, full disclosure, but today's Monday, go figure. So, but yeah, it's some of the best conversations and fun I've ever had regarding our hobbies and interests. And sometimes we go into some crazy rabbit holes, but you know, we never know where they lead us.
Yeah, we do everything unscripted, off the cuff, just because we like to have fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like I see a rabbit hole and I just try to see if I fit in it. So I just, anyone I see, I go for it.
Yeah.
Nice. So any parting comments, gents?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Yeah. Watching, try not to laugh at my face too much when that's on YouTube. Actually, no, go for it.
We'll post links. We do have swag on Redbubble.
Yes, we do.
So we'll have links in the description for that stuff and for the computer cases that I mentioned. So
yeah, we'll try to anything that's referenced in the show we'll try to get a link to it and post it in the description with all our regular links we have. So on that note, guys, welcome back and let's knock it out of the park this year.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.